But one time, a man's voice asks for Don Mundo, and after I call Poppy in his study, I stay at my end to make sure he picks up before I set the receiver down. Don Mundo? The voice asks. ¿Cómo están las cosas? How are things? We're waiting for Mr. Smith's tennis shoes, Poppy says. It is such an odd reply that, though I had meant to hang up, I stay on. They'll be at Wimpy's, the voice replies and hangs up. Wimpy's? Wimpy's is the fancy grocery store where mostly Americans and other foreigners shop. The doors are made of glass and open magically as you approach. The air conditioning is cranked so high you have to bring a sweater along. Chucha claims the place is bewitched, and she refuses to go inside whenever Mommy goes shopping there. Slowly, I place the receiver back in its cradle. My parents seem to be playing their own kind of Secret Santa game.
We're waiting for Mr. Smith's tennis shoes? What was Poppy talking about? My guess is he was talking in code, just in case the SIM had bugged his phone or something. But what did he really mean, and whom was he talking to? Also, what's going on with Chucha? Anita saw her carrying food toward the back of the property. Is it possible she was taking it to the person in Tio Tony's casita? Let's keep reading. We're at the middle of page 36, where it says, "School is out for the holidays."
School is out for the holidays. This is usually my favorite vacation. First my birthday, and then Christmas. But with everyone gone, I'm not looking forward to the loneliness. Thank goodness the Washburns have moved in next door. On my birthday, Mommy offers to invite Sam over, but I already told him I was 12 2 weeks ago, so I don't want to be caught in a lie. My birthday cake is in the shape of a heart this year. Mommy is known for her fancy cakes, but she can't get good flour or the American food dye, so she uses a Criollo brand that turns the cake a purpley color instead of the rose red she wanted. Chucha, of course, is delighted. Because of the embargo, some of the American foods we use